Now then, before we start, we've got a bit of an appeal. We've got a fellow trucker out there called Craig Bold. He's from our area, he's from Donny, and he's after a kidney. Bit of a big ask, I know. He's 41, he had a kidney 5 years ago, and it's now failed. He got diagnosed with stage 5 kidney disease in 2016, and he's after another kidney. So, if you are blood type B positive, then you can help out. So, jump on our socials. We've put a link to his profile. Send him a message. Get in touch with him. Help him out. Job's a good one. All right?
Today's episode is brought to you by AutoGems, a detailer's best friend.
I don't think we should even mention it. Don't mention it.
We'll not mention that. No one's ever going to know.
No. We'll just carry on.
So,
carry on.
Just pretend it didn't happen.
I'm going to explain.
Oh, you are going to go.
I'm going to explain.
So, if the next 10 minutes is a bit rubbish, this is why.
Because we're trying to remember what we've just spoke about for the last 10 minutes because some fucker, me, didn't click record. So here we are again trying to figure it out.
We should have styled it out.
No,
it's essentially what we're here for.
Let's show your workings out.
It's still early, isn't it? It's
this is first time you've ever done it though.
It is,
which is impressive. 60 odd
episodes, 60 odd episodes
about
and
it, but
I looked down and thought, how long have we done?
It is the job.
Zero.
Fuck. Matt, you had one job.
Curlick.
I mean, you had more than one job, to be fair.
Hey.
Got a few jobs.
Yeah, you put your
We're here
on,
anyway.
Put lights on.
We're here anyway.
Yeah, in the morning I have to change this place.
Nice teacup.
Oh, yeah, that one, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, Where'd you get that from?
I don't know.
I've had my
really hot tea that we spoke about.
Yeah. We haven't.
We had 90 seconds of talking about my boring hot cup of tea.
Oh, yeah.
It's now cooled down now. It's like a nice drinkable
temperature. And
I said,
that's the only problem with putting a red hot brew in a thermal cup. It just keeps it hot and too hot.
No, that's on the next page. You're looking on the wrong bit of the script.
Yeah, wrong bit.
And then you said, you don't make it that hot.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
About tea
or open
as well.
Lid.
Yeah, tea.
If only we recorded, we could have listened back.
It would have been good, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so...
Matt, how's your indigestion this morning?
Yeah, I ain't got that today. I'm knocking on my eyesight. My knees
are really
bit sore.
Old. He's got bad knees because of weather.
I tell you, my memory's all right, though, isn't it? Oh, it's cold, isn't it? That was one thing. It's cold. Fucking, I can't
it's
believe
really
it.
Cold. No,
So...
I've run out of words to say. I think I've already used them all.
You only did 9 minutes.
I know.
No kidding.
So we've got new trucks, haven't we?
New to us lorries.
New to us. They've been around block a few times. Chuffing that's out. What you said.
I picked up Paul's. It's done 680 something K.
Okay, mine's done
moon and back.
500.
Bit more than I expected.
62.
Yeah, Lord, over 590 like yesterday, didn't it?
Yeah.
They're still fine, they're like new.
They've
won the miles quite well, haven't they?
Yeah, no, as dirty as they were, needed a wipe down, they're still pretty presentable inside. The thing that upset me the most is when I went to my Bluetooth list to delete all users, and there were like 15 on there. Half of them will be agencies.
Yeah, Pixel 4s and the Samsung A21s.
All the weird names.
What are you trying to say?
I just saw the random names.
Oh, because only iPhone users have jobs. Is that what you're trying to say?
No.
You're on Android if you're an agency driver.
What else?
Because when I deleted mine, they were just like weird phone names. And one of them was a Samsung A21. And I don't even know what that is.
Mine were names
Samsung.
Of...
And a Pixel something or other.
Yeah, mine were weird names.
Dave's Pixel 7 or something.
Mine were like...
Why don't they call themselves something funny on the phone?
Mine were like Tiago's.
Thiago Silva, we said this, didn't we?
What else did we say? Oh, my knee hurts.
And your knee hurts because of weather.
Possibly because of weather, or did I fall out? I might have fell out my truck.
And you fell out the truck. Did you smack your knee on the way down?
Might have done.
When we picked him up, Matthew spilled himself out of the lorry.
Just fell. Like Superman did out.
Face supposed first. To, supposed to have the handles, though, didn't
I
you?
I did, yeah.
But
was supposed
you just
to
slid
have,
down.
Yeah, I was supposed to have 3 points of contact, which I did. At all times.
With
one being a hand.
One
being a hand, one my knee and one my face. And then as I spun round, it went my hand, my back and my ass.
Have you ever slipped out of the truck or missed a step or something and grabbed the handle and like nearly pulled your arm off?
Because probably.
Yeah. Is that why your shoulder's a bit knackered or no?
Well, that's been knackered for months, that. That's been knackered since I turned 40.
Yeah, that morning. Yeah. Like, oh, gone.
So I was raving. With one arm in air. He went to a party and they said, put your hands up in the air, and he did it.
And he couldn't put it down.
He just stayed like that.
Like that. Like that guy in Africa or wherever. He's just
It's like India, isn't it?
Is it a protest?
No, he's just had his arm up in air for...
celebrating, like, his years, God, isn't it? Or something.
Yeah.
He's done it that long, his arm's died.
No, he just holds it up there. He never takes the fucker down.
He can't. His arm's dead now.
He's got no muscles in it. Well, fuck all.
Well, muscles have died.
It's just like a stick that he holds up in air, which is his arm.
What a weird guy. What's that for?
It's fucking weird.
If you think you've got to do something like that to get some sort of appraisal from a god, then you're an idiot.
You can't imagine that person's god's looking down.
Put your arm down. Thanks for that. You look like a dickhead.
You look like a fucking dick.
Put your hand down, you prick. You've never been able to stroke a dog on right hand side.
He can use his left hand.
Yeah, but what if dogs aren't right? He's like, oh no. Round here, I was going to do an Indian accent then, but I thought
you're left handed, aren't you?
We can all imagine one.
I'm a lefty loser.
You could do a really crap Welsh accent because they blur, don't they?
Indian and Welsh.
Yeah, is it an Indian Welsh or is it an Indian?
Might be when Josh is doing accents.
Buddy da.
You know, if you're doing a really crap, if you can't do accents and you do, if you're going for an Indian or a Welsh, probably Welsh.
It's like when Jeff does accents and we are, whichever one he does, Cockney or Scottish or whatever. We go, we're from fucking France.
Aren't we all right?
Aren't we all
have you pressed record?
Yeah, we're recording now.
Oh, good.
Oh, dear.
That's good, then. Should we reference the last episode, which wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be?
It could have been.
We've had some decent feedback.
Could have been a car crash.
We have. I mean, I know the first one we did when we were a bit tipsy last year was a bit noisy. It got a bit noisy, didn't it? But it was still all right, that one.
I think,
to say we were brand new.
I think we're a bit more professional now.
Yeah.
A bit more professional, as I didn't get that drunk. And then when I realised I was, I just didn't. I wasn't on the mic.
You could just hear
I was just in the background.
Hear some cunt in background banging about.
Pulling the door off.
That was me. I did pull the door off, yeah.
Since being fixed.
Has it?
I've had to metal plate the cunt.
If I need the wee later, you're going to have to escort me to the toilet and open the door for me and close it again.
You'll notice.
He's moved the toilet outside.
No, I've took one of handles off so you don't pull that one because that's the one that pulls the fucker off at wall.
I've took it off,
Brown.
Thousand apologies.
It's like,
but it needed a door handle there for like symmetry. So I know why you did it, but because when I was a bit...
It's like a safety lid.
Yeah, it was just there to look nice, but it got used.
Yeah.
I think you were just the donkey that the stick. The straw that brought the donkeys back. The donkey
Isn't it a camel?
That brought the...
No.
Isn't it the straw that brought the camels back.
What's the donkey one then?
What's camel carrying sticks for?
I don't know.
Or straw.
You're thinking of Shrek. Feel my toes.
I don't think he is.
I don't know how many toes.
I'm
trying to think of a donkey carrying straw. Straw that brought the
donkel.
I've got camel in my head now. Camel. Is this an age thing?
Camel.
It's all downhill for me, man.
Camels carry wise men across the desert.
Yeah, three of them. Like us.
Three humps or two humps.
We're not very wise, though, are we? We're just men, and there's three of us.
I'm not very wise at all, so we've been sat here and didn't press fucking record.
He's not really a man.
I am.
Could be whatever you want now, mate. You don't have to say it.
He identifies as a Matthew. That's all we need to know.
As a Matt.
We spoke about mats as well.
Floor mats.
About being dirty in truck.
Yeah.
And I'm going to jet wash mats.
That's what they're there for.
They are, but I don't...
You're bitching about how mucky they are. It's
but
like,
when you're on a night out and you put your naked feet on it, it goes through me.
Yeah, I didn't think
you get me.
So I love my bath mat with squishy in my toes. You know, like John McClane on Die Hard.
I'm going to get a mat for mine.
£15 eBay. You get the drivers, passengers, and middle one.
What for an FH? For
Volvo FH. Yeah,
they're gonna be mega wank though, weren't they?
It don't matter though, does it?
And that's what I was saying, because the quilted ones that Chappers number one has in his lorry were very fancy and expensive. Those quilted leather ones. My point.
They're not actual leather, are they? Are they?
I'm going to say so for like 500 quid or whatever I spent on it.
No, yeah, they're definitely not pea leather.
They're not. They're not plastic.
Juffy, no.
So he got them
vegan leather,
and they're very fancy. And I'm going to say that they are hard wearing, and you can get similar type of ones for 100 quid. And then you think, well, 100 quid, I'm not spending that on a floor mat. But then you think it's these quilted ones that look really nice. But then you think that that level of quality is going to be really low.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, it's only 100 quid for something that should be a lot more.
One thing I've picked up on is the carpet that's in there now is fairly thin and hard wearing. Mm. But I've stood on it, it's soft still, because underneath it is fairly cushiony.
Spongy, innit?
So I think a shit cheap mat on top anyway. I'm just going to get a set of 15 quidders. Drivers, passengers and middle one. See how it goes.
You don't need driver and passenger though, do you?
No, but you just get them. You get them weird. Oh,
okay. Aesthetic.
Yeah, it's aesthetic.
You want it to look nice. Why,
what are they going to, colour they going to be?
Black.
Oh. Well, they're, oh, okay. They're already black though, aren't they?
Yeah, black rubber though, innit?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they'll be clean.
Spice the colour up.
They'll be clean.
I'll not be taking my boots off like him.
I'm going to get white.
Do you take your boots off and put them in top step?
He does.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
See, I considered doing
it's
that.
It's just so comfy, though. I can't not do it.
It's just another faff. I can't are be honest with pulling up to a job having to put my boots on.
Question, are we supposed to drive in his boots, though, technically?
Like, no, as long as you've got the safety boots whilst you're doing your deliveries.
He's got a pair of brand new safety boots inside.
I've got brand new
spankers.
Ones.
And he puts his dirty ones on his step.
Brand new ones inside, if that was necessarily the case. But I just take my pants off, take my socks off.
That's one thing I've found. You can't get your dick out now while you're driving.
No,
because
your seat's too high
up. You're above the ledge of the window.
I mean, not many people can look down on you because you are way much higher up.
Yeah, but if someone's coming to you, another Volvo, for example, they'll be like me catching Mr. GXO.
Or a coach full of kids. Old people.
Old people's better. Yeah.
You went for kids, I went for old people.
School trip with teachers on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miss, what's he
nowadays?
Doing? Miss, I can see his dangler.
I can see his
I was
Derek.
Doing wanking then.
I can see his little peen.
Little. Cold day.
It's
right.
Distance, everything
it's
looks small from far away. Like.
How far away is it?
I think next lane. It's cold day.
Cold day, innit?
Must be like AC, that's really cold.
But how was your night out? You didn't have a nice night out, did you?
Where did you go?
For people that don't know how to use them.
I went to Edinburgh.
I'm going there on Monday.
I stopped in the Kinnard shopping precinct area next to Lamborghini.
Lamborghini and Ferraris and stuff. Have you ever stopped there, Dan?
I have. Is that the one where it's just around the corner from
B&Q?
Yeah, B&Q, and there's like five guys.
There's loads of guys.
Scotland, isn't it?
And McDonald's and all that. Yeah. There's loads of restaurants in there on that complex. There's car garages in there.
Yeah, partner KFC. So I stopped there, and the company that we work for is, I'm not going to say the C word, the buggers for having everything economic and hibernation mode set to the fucking lowest setting. So I get parked up, my battery on my phone's fucking terrible.
It's wanking it.
So if I don't have this on charge overnight in the morning, it's dead.
Really?
So I plugs it in, I got me a little Amazon thing out watching Netflix. After about 2 hours, the phone turns off because power had gone off.
Oh,
so I had to tech key out, put key back in. 2 hours later, it did it again. And then I was going to sleep. I'd set my timer on my heater. I was going to sleep, and that's noisy, that fucking heater. I was sleeping above it. So every time that kicked in, which tended to be every 2 hours, I woke up to notice that power had gone off. So I had to keep getting out of bed every 2 hours for fucking night.
I wouldn't have been happy with that.
Walk up in morning, all power off altogether, including night heater.
Did you think your battery
couldn't even
dead?
Reset the fucking night heater.
He thought, oh no, battery's dead.
See, well, that's the first thing I tried.
Phone's gone, can't ring anybody, I'm dead.
See, my night heater stayed on, but the console on the back went off and I couldn't activate my lights from that little
console. Yeah, mine had done that.
Mine had gone a bit weird.
Off. Go to the front.
You can see your little green light auto and you want it side of it. We're on up until waking up in the morning and they were off.
All the way gone off then.
Yeah. Was that because your battery had dropped so it was conserving it so you had enough juice to start it up?
I don't know. speaking to Chappers number one,
yeah,
he says that they're set to a hibernation mode of 2 hours generally. So you need to get them into Volvo and get them to open it up to 24 hours or so.
So yours is still locked and ours is open. Yeah. But yours has a... Did you not look at settings on backs? There's like little timers and stuff on that. Yeah, menu,
isn't there? It's clever, isn't it? You can like unlock doors and open doors. And
the windows, you say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Ever so. So not so crazy,
but not to turn off.
All these people have been dealing with these clever settings on their trucks forever.
Yeah,
for years, and we've had those shit trucks and like.
I get back to the yard. I goes in and talks to Edvardo. I'm like, this needs a taking out of hibernation mode. 2 hours and he'd set in a bit more than 2 hours, you know, about 8, 9, 10, maybe it's 12, 24 hours. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Right, so how do we do that? You need to do it at Volvo. Right, well, you'll have to wait till it goes in for next service then. Just pick the fucker up for service.
So is that...
So, yeah, I don't know.
Is that 13 weeks?
Is it 6 weeks, 13 weeks?
But then you can be telling
him, 13 weeks.
All right, I'll do that, but don't be giving me no more nights out.
Don't be giving me no nights out. I've had one this year, so now I've really only got five left.
You've filled your quota pretty much.
Yeah. One every 2 months.
You have, and yeah.
See how it goes.
So, otherwise, if you have your keys in your ignition and all your dashboard lit up, everything will be dead by morning anyway.
You can have it on front first lot.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I went on to Professional Drivers Facebook page and typed in Volvo.
That's a source of so much positive.
It is sometimes.
It has information.
It's full of wankers.
And I went on, I searched for it, and people said, no, I'll just turn it to the first position. So I did that, but it still turned off, yeah.
No, mine stayed on.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine. I think mine stayed on as well, so this hibernation mode that I didn't know existed can't be on mine.
Been changed on yours.
Must have.
Mustafa changed it.
Or at some point yours has been, maybe it's that ECU reset. And lost it.
Maybe.
Because with all those drivers, presumably it's been... Nighted out in plenty of times.
Well, I know Steve's does the same as mine.
Because we'll not be happy.
Speaking
will
to
it?
Him,
not be happy about that. Steve got lost into yesterday.
Steve don't help his son.
Day before yesterday.
He's a bit of a pudding.
Day before
we didn't
pudding
do out yesterday.
No.
Day we on yet? Well,
day of
yeah
rest.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because we're in the same place, weren't we? Collecting those wheel sets.
Yeah.
Down at Stook.
Steve's like,
he found him up when we were there.
Steve, when we're in yard, Steve's like to him, how do I get there then? He's obviously from London, way down Essex and that.
French cunt.
Straight way down. All the way down bottom at A50. Get on to 500. Come off at first one. So you're up 500, you know.
You get off next one and come
get
back
off on next
yourself,
one,
don't
and you kind of have to come back on your set and drop down.
We sat and have take. I said, I told him, you sat and have to essentially takes you to the gate and then you just look for where all lorries are and just drive between them. It's really easy.
Is it called something like Pacific Way or something?
No, I don't know.
Pacific Drive. Even though it's a private road,
you have to
go
a specific way.
Yeah, because if you go the wrong way, you end up
the wrong
side.
So
he rang up when we were there. He rang up. All right, Matt.
French again.
I don't know how much to say here. I've gone through a village and I'm now faced with a 12-foot bridge. What do I do here? I said, well, Steve, just put your fucking foot down and you'll get through it. No, what do I do? Well, you've gone the wrong fucking way, haven't you? You didn't listen to instructions. Turn around, get back onto A50, go all the way to end at A50, bang a right, come off, you'll get there that way.
What a muppet.
Didn't listen, fucked his son up.
It's these people with sat navs, innit? Stop using your sat nav.
Fucking stupid.
Yeah, but you're driving along on the road. When you turn onto that road, you see a sign that'll say 12-foot bridge, X distance away. You look at your sat nav and go, oh, hang on. That's how far I am away from where I need to be.
It's too much trust in
because the bridge is right
literally outside the job, innit?
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because we've been driving 11-foot high-cabbed trucks for 7 years. And it's like, well, low bridges aren't a problem.
Mm.
We hardly ever come across anywhere that's
small enough. Yeah.
And then literally the first week,
day one,
there's like, there's a 12-foot bridge that you really need to avoid.
You don't want to be going there.
Because mine's 13-foot. 10, that's a huge.
Yeah, yeah,
you have wind deflectors.
Is it though?
Stood up. Yeah, I measured it.
Did you?
Yeah, because Derek's got a proper foldy out here.
I'll tell you for why.
Measuring
I thought
dongle.
Dave said, oh, it'll be 13.9, so I set mine at 13.9. Not measured it myself. Then Andrew measured it yesterday. I says, tell us how high it is. He sent me a message. yesterday afternoon. Mine's 13.3.
Is that his deflector must
down.
Be flat?
He measured his and measured mine. My deflector's down, but not as far as his.
Oh, mine's.
His is just less than mine. So mine's 13.3.
And mine stood up as thing is pretty much as far as I can go.
He got Derek to confirm it. So 13.3.
Because inside one of the lockers, there's a fixed height marker.
Yeah, I've got one of
them, yeah. 10.
Yeah.
And then obviously you can adjust one for. Because the previous contract, obviously, it was actually set at 14.10.
Because trailer.
Because of, trailer. So I had to get a measuring thing out. Mm. And I measured it, and I got to about 13.9, and just thought, well, I'll just leave it at 13.10 then.
Yeah.
Mine had a decker on it with 15.
So there you go. Yeah. Boring.
Isn't it? I seen a post on...
It gets quite boring when we start talking about actual trucks, doesn't it? Yeah. You notice?
It is to us, but to other people who like lorries and stuff probably like it. I did see a post about a bridge thing, and this guy had said, I need to go to this place. Oh, it's a dilemma. I need to go to this place. It's got a 14.6 bridge or whatever. Saying my lorry is 14.5.68 or something.
Oh, I said this.
Shall I do
14.38
it?
14.38 it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like fucking 2 centimetres smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it, mate. You depends how fancy your lorry is.
If you look down at all the commenty bits and, you know, where people like it and laugh and love it, everyone with just a laughy face.
Yeah, pretty funny, weren't it?
Oh, noisy cunts just turned up.
Morning!
Oh, it's Josh and Ash just turned up. Hello, boys.
Ash has got his spray-ons on.
Want late shift.
That's nice, that, isn't it? You look fancy today.
Look at you, you've had a shave. Yeah. You've had an haircut.
Oh, you look all shiny and happy. Me and Spike have been slagging you off this morning, Ash.
What?
Me and Spike have been slagging you off this morning. Oh, he's fucking... What's he... He's not supposed to do that.
All that work he's been doing has aged him a lot, hasn't it?
Don't ruin your hair. Anyway, this bridge.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was it, weren't it? It's fucking...
Yeah. Everyone was just like, oh, you fucking dickhead.
It's close, though, isn't it?
Yeah, bare close. But does he work for a company that... puts a bit of extra inchage on his fucking thing just for safeties.
Well, we had ones at Calagas, we had a height, and going into like Newton Aycliffe somewhere.
You didn't say it right.
What's on the other side? Bishop Auckland.
You didn't say it right.
Say what?
Newton Aycliffe.
Like that.
All right. Yeah. Bishop Auckland.
Bishop Auckland.
Auckland. Because they're smoggy, aren't they? They're not fully. Ah. You're going too strong there. They're not like that.
Bishop Auckland.
Auckland. Yeah. More County Durham.
County Durham.
Durham.
Oh dear.
Anyway, I used to have to go to under a bridge there, and we had an inch clearance, but they had one of those like big sunroofs. So in summer and stuff, I used to open that sunroof right up, and then you like, it was, I think it was like a 40 road. But I used to go under it like full twat, like 56. And then open, have some roof open. So when you went under it, the bridge just went fucking straight off. And you could feel that wind going from underneath it. Pigeon feathers flying around and shit and that.
Sounds right.
That were exciting time, that.
Yeah.
Only young and silly, though, weren't we?
I went to Newton Aycliffe the other day. Or Newton Aycliffe. On my way back from Edinburgh, I was like, oh, I proper want a Newton Aycliffe breakfast.
Edinburgh?
Oh, that services.
Couldn't get in.
Was it flop?
Had to drive through the fucker twice to try and find a space, and there weren't one, so I went.
Not that big, is it?
Ended up at Lehman.
It looked shit, though, to be fair, your breakfast. I know a breakfast is nice, but...
I got a small one because I was close to home, and I knew when I was getting home, I was having something to eat. Yeah.
Didn't look very impressive, did it?
It were fine!
No.
I mean, ingredients, there's only so much you can do with your fucking fry up, isn't there, but... What are you doing? Putting torch on for...
It's dark in here.
It's too early. I've seen a smash on M18 this morning.
Have you?
Again.
A nice Audi TT's been fucking levered by a Euronix truck.
Ah.
I'm going to say it was the Audi's fault.
More than likely.
Yeah.
On my way in this morning, I saw two Audis go through a red light. Two separate red lights. It was an Audi. Some wanker in an A7. Just like the one you had.
Well, I ain't got one now, am I?
And then somebody in an A3. So I'm like,
you'd had one of them.
Yeah.
So we can look at him when
you
see it.
Yeah, you too.
You've had one of them.
You've got Audi driver
vibes.
So
you must know him.
Yeah.
Probably do.
Oh, you're from England?
Because we all go to the same clubs.
Yeah.
Audi
yeah.
clubs and that.
Beaten Seal clubs and
yeah.
that.
Yeah. we have a laugh.
We have a laugh, don't we?
Recording.
Have we started?
We are.
Still recording.
By the way, we did like 10 minutes to start without recording.
His fault.
We're not going to reference it.
No.
We haven't said out about it. This week, we've been on CB.
Oh, yeah, we have, haven't we?
We fired that up, haven't we?
Break on 1-9.
People don't know what it is. There's a CB app that you can now get. Well, I don't know how many years it's been going on for. When me and Ash were down at Fox and Dan Brown were down at Fox over a month, a guy talked to us about it then. And I'm like, yeah, it sounds good and all that. But then I looked into it and you have to buy these fucking receivers that cost like fucking 100 quid or something. 80 quid.
What's the app called?
CB Talk.
CB Talk.
It's a Midland app. And it's decent.
What? Charge what? The receiver?
Oh, we're not talking receivers.
That's good information, thanks. Well, anyway, yeah. You can buy special receivers for it, and if you do that, then you could make your own groups and all this kind of shit.
Does it look like a pretend proper CB, like a little handheld bit?
I don't know if it makes a noise. Do you have to make the noise yourself?
Yeah. And then you say over at the end of it.
Yeah. Well, this has been part of the joke.
Oh, is it?
Over.
Oh, yeah, because I was here.
You know if you got on.
I have been.
You know if you did it.
I listened a bit. Me and Josh were doing it because I was driving when we were out together.
Listen, it's very limited time for us because we're going to want to do it when we pull up.
Yeah, so it's you only have a.
And when you sit in your living room and you fire it up and there's all these people work because you're at home having a cup of tea and there's all these people talking about how long the day is going to be. I feel a bit bad joining in, telling them.
I felt bad yesterday.
How many hours I didn't
chappers.
Do this morning?
Poor number one yesterday had a fucking horrible Friday, didn't he?
He had a dog shit sandwich of a Friday, didn't he?
Didn't he?
El Dante.
It's when you've been at home for 8 hours and you've had dinner and tea and you've walked dog and you've fucking been to shops and you've put fuel in car and I've took kids to football and stuff like that. And then he's like, oh, I'm just finishing now. You're like, oh, poor guy.
What I mean, think in his car until gone 7 last night.
And he didn't even get a blow in when he got home.
I had a game, Mum.
Or a steak.
He deserved one after that.
Yeah.
A steak or a blow?
Yeah, steak. You've got to have a steak on a Friday.
Poor guy. I wouldn't want to give him a blow if he's been in his lorry all day. It'll be smelly, won't it?
Go wash it, and it increases your chances of getting one.
As you so should.
Significantly.
Dip it in the sink.
Dip it in
Is
the
that
sink.
All you do?
Yeah. It's enough.
Come on, love. I've dipped it in the sink. What more do you want?
Just that. Swirl it around a bit.
Helicopter it.
Yeah, into the sink. It needs to be soapy water, though.
Yeah, splash water everywhere.
Don't just use normal water.
Make a bit of froth.
Yeah, get some bubbles up.
You don't want it too hot, either. Bit of cold,
isn't
there?
Normal tail washing etiquette. Everybody knows this kind of thing.
Tail washing.
Don't need to explain to people. All lorry drivers, we all know how to wash a dick. Anyway, there's a big mountain of crisps there.
There is, isn't there?
There you go. For a bit of...
I'm going to talk
content.
About...
Is that ASMR?
ASMR. So, yeah, we've had a big delivery of crisps from Mr. Anon Crisp Delivery Man.
It's almost a box each. The pile's that big.
So I'm just going to read through the labels.
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah. One of them was delivered to me at JTA Pod Cattle Shed. Another one... was delivered to me at JTA Pod Boat Shed.
Boat Shed.
Another one delivered to
Is
me
Is he scared to
at...
swear?
I wonder if you could put some swear word on it.
Do you reckon Royal Mail and return it?
I've done it when I've sent some
Yodel.
Stuff out before.
Yodel.
JTA Shipping Forecast Recording Shed.
Dogger.
And JTA Pod Casting Shed.
Casting Shed, that's ones. Closest one so
Not
far.
A fucking shed.
It does. It is a running theme. Isn't it?
Is that because Matt sits on the casting couch?
Yeah, it is a couch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where does this couch come from? No fucking couch.
It is a couch.
Couch.
So how old are you?
Have you ever done this before?
Moving on.
Hello, I'm Matt. I'm 40 and I'm a virgin.
So what do you like to get up to in your spare time, Matthew?
Well, I like to finger myself when I'm driving in my tractor and I do like to mesh about with tools.
Okay, so the burning question here, Matthew, is spit or swallow?
Swallow, spit.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No,
lads.
I've never seen it.
I don't know what you're referencing. I don't know,
I'm just making it up. I'm just like freestyling.
I don't fully understand what
freestyle
you're saying.
Freestyle, LaMelo.
We had some right tracks on yesterday, didn't we? No, not the day before. When we dubbed Manned.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
Had all cool ones.
What cool ones?
All cool tracks.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Engelbert Humperdinck, yeah. I can't believe you've not heard that before. It's because you didn't listen, you didn't watch Moon Knight.
Moon Knight?
Moon Knight.
Did you just say Engelbert Humperdinck?
Am I fucking stuttering? Moon Knight.
Was it My Way? Because that's his song, isn't it?
I did it.
Originally?
I don't know, but remember the Peter Kay, John Smith's advert? And he's walking in the background and he's on stage singing. And Peter Kay just goes, and then like finishes his punchline off on that song.
You know? No, because I know My Way.
Song. It's not that song, is it?
It weren't My Way.
No, it's Frank Sinatra, isn't it? Yeah. What's the song then?
I don't know, Danny. You're all right.
You must know the advert.
Oh. I can't remember that advert.
I don't know.
Remember some of the Peter Kay, John Smith's adverts?
I'll do a bit of...
Well, you do a bit of research.
I don't know what you're on about.
You do a bit of research while we have a break and have a word from a sponsor. All right.
Stand by, you bastards.
So, AutoGems. With years of experience in the industry, AutoGems has built a solid reputation for providing customers with the finest car washing products in the UK. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction sets them apart from anyone else. And I tell you what, they are
really good, aren't they?
When they first started, they sent us all sample packs, didn't they? So we gave them a bit of a mention then, and
yeah,
I've used all mine since. But they are fucking great.
Yeah, I got mine from Joshua. What's the bits that he didn't use? I didn't get a full 1%, but the bits that I have used, the smaller bottles, fucking ace.
You've got to get on it. You've just got to go on the website, auto-gems.co.uk. And the stuff is fucking out of this world.
It is really good. I like that.
They're my new fave.
They're my new after my snow foam.
They've got a really good detailing set. I've seen it with all the sets.
They've got all the sets.
All the stuff.
Everything you need. Everything.
There's more things you. Yeah.
Fucking right good.
Very
so
good,
nice.
Michael.
So nice.
Personal recommendation. They need to do a chrome cleaner for all truck tanks.
Even though it is car stuff, you can use it on your truck. Obviously, they don't do a chrome thing, but get it bought. Get it in your truck. Interior cleaner, you smell it.
Yeah, you brown. Buy some, put it in your lorry.
So I can make it all nice and shiny.
And you. In fact, both of you.
Why don't you shut up?
Well sorted. Scrubbers. Get it done.
Anyway, yeah, so autogems.co.uk. Get on it. Get it bought. We'll see they.
We're back then, so get some.
Get some of that stuff. Clean your fucking wagons up.
Yeah, get it in your wagons. I've got some in my wagon.
Some I'm Topaz. Use
Topaz interior cleaner.
Oh, right, yeah.
I like that picture you put on the other day of that wheel when he's squirted alloy cleaner on it.
I love a good squirt on a wheel.
And it's all like red and pulling all dirt off at fucking alloy. That looked right nice, that.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Satisfying.
Oh, so if satisfying.
You finish your can, you'll have heartburn.
I won't have heartburn. Don't give me heartburn.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Please yeah, we said that.
Yeah, we said
please release. Really.
No, it weren't. It weren't that song, because I know
no,
that song.
That's what but I was on about.
That's what you
remember, because I had to go
please.
In and do my research. Because I was talking.
Yeah, your research.
I was talking shite.
So we had basically a good sing along during that break, which were nice.
Yeah. I can't believe you didn't sing along to that one. That's a good singing song.
I did sing. No, we didn't have it
we
on.
We didn't have it on because it was Seb's playlist.
Yeah.
Was he into Engelbert?
That one song, yeah, because it were on Moon Knight, and I played it a few times, and it gets in his head.
What
were
we singing
to?
Oh, we weren't really singing, were we? We just
not really
raved. There were some fucking
was some
horrendous
raving
techno.
Yeah, it boshed out some moves to rave, and then he was tired, and he had to like started yawning like instantly.
Only boshed out about 20 seconds worth.
It's like a bottle of nitrous oxide.
Usually, just, I'm dust.
Well, when you were out together, I was out with Josh, and he put some tunes on.
With shit.
No, some of them were, but then he skipped over the shit ones. We were, he had Afro Man that came up.
Cult 45?
Yeah.
Two zigzags?
Yeah, we sang that.
I know that word for word. We're not going to sing that on
no
here.
What's the other one? Because I Got High.
No. Yeah.
I mean, it's either got
I've
two songs
never liked
anyway,
that one as much,
you listen to them both once and you're like, that's me done for a while for Afro Man. Yeah. I'll move on.
That's pretty much his level, innit?
This is blind man walking down the street. Yeah. At the start, it makes me laugh.
Walked past the fish market and said, "Woo, good morning, ladies."
What a load of shite.
You not heard that?
I probably have.
You will probably have. It's not a brilliant song, but it's kind of a novelty.
I've had a karaoke day with Josh before, so it's probably been on.
Yeah. It's probably been on.
It's probably been on.
Yeah.
Josh likes some shit, though, don't you? Don't tell you what was shit. His shortcut to York.
No, it's not, though.
Did you?
Just because you don't like it.
Did you go that way?
And we ended up behind a cyclist.
Not that
it's
time.
It's not a shortcut.
It is.
It's wank.
It is if you're going in when everybody's going in between like 8 and 9, it's chock a block because of the road in, because of the schools and shit.
I was just familiarising you with it.
Thanks.
And we got stuck behind a cyclist, so that made it longer.
And there used to be roadworks. You know, that there's a newish housing estate that they built up, kind of not a million miles away from the roundabout. And when they were pissing about on the road outside there, that was just chaos. So it made the other way in a proper shortcut.
But where that McDonald's and the garage is, where that gets even,
yeah,
the shortcut way, if you go down to that roundabout, if you turned left there and went up, you'd come out at those first set of lights, so you'd cut that out. So that if there's that roundabout shit, that's the way I would cut that bit out.
I'm sure that's a weight limit.
No, it's a weight limit on other side of lights, because there used to be a Seaver place where you sat nav tries to take you in that way.
What way to end at road? Way around. It's fucking easy. We just got stuck behind a cyclist.
Yeah.
It is.
It's not as easy.
It is. Everyone's been.
Areas where you need to be sure you're going the right way, because nearly every other road is a weight limit.
There's too much bus risk roads involved. Because you like said, if they're blocking that thing, then we're going to have to go all the way around.
Yeah, when I say all the way around, you just turn right and go around a fucking big building and back around.
Ring road, isn't it?
It's
not
worth knowing.
I know where it is. Because if you turn right there, where we turn left, that's then going into where we used to deliver to QuickFit.
Yeah, so you go onto the main road, go down there about 30 yards, turn left again, and you end up back on the Aldgate Road.
Yeah, it's just faff.
It's not.
Would be.
It just was, because
it adds risk into it. It's like
no risk.
It's like when you go into Hoo Junction, when you're extended, and you know you can get in, you know it's fine the vast majority of the time, but sometimes when you're like facing other lorries and stuff like that are coming out, it's that little element of not knowing what's going to happen. It's like, oh, fucking hell, I've got to do this, and we have to stop in this bit and fuck around and do this.
Tell you what,
just like it nice and clean and easy.
These new lorries have got so much more road presence that people see you coming and go
reverse straight.
Big lorry there, I'm going to move out of the way.
Yeah.
Because the little white ones that we had before, they kind of just go, no, I'm going to keep coming, I'm going to keep coming. And then you're like, you're going to have to go back, mate, because I've got a 60-foot trailer behind me. I'm not going that way.
I went in with 60s over there and I got fucked at the beginning. There were a skip wagon coming out, so I had to reverse back pretty much to the road.
Did it come around the corner about 50 miles an hour and make you go,
it's just I'd gone round and then he'd just come round the top and I'd just seen his light, so then I slammed on and there's no other way we can fucking get past each other, so I had to pretty much reverse back out into the road. But then further up, as he's gone past, and I set off again, and then a fucking car come towards me and they like tried to move into the bush a bit. And I'm like, that isn't going to work, mate. Even if I were just a fucking unit, I'm not going to get past you there. You need to go in that little passing place, and then I'll go past.
I've done that before. I've waved them in.
You're pointing at it like that, going, you, go in there.
Yeah.
But then they don't like to.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Because it's mucky.
Yeah.
It's mucky and bumpy.
They're so fucking
Do you know, once I'd,
arrogant.
There was a van coming towards me, and it was like a Sprinter with a Luton box on it. You know, a great big, high, wide box. And it went up in the little lay-by thing for me to go past it, but it went so far over, it was at such an angle I couldn't get past.
Still couldn't,
and
get
I
went past.
Because it was because it was leaning right over. I'm like, mate, you've just
at least they tried though, eh?
They did try, though. It was like, oh, then there's somebody behind you, and then somebody behind them, and it's
God
just,
loves a try, yeah.
It's shit.
It's shit.
It's shit. I seen Savoy this morning when I drove in.
Savoy.
Yeah, remember that.
Is it the cinema? Yeah.
Yeah.
25 grand a night, then, bastards.
Just a back reference.
Fucking Skittles.
He's not even listening either.
How did you see it?
Because I were coming up that way and I were getting blinded by fucking Taj Mahal there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With gold roof.
Big fucking golden dome on top. And it's sunny, isn't it? So coming towards it, I'm like, what the fuck's going off here? And then I've seen it, that's like a whatever
just
temple.
Just outside of there.
Buddhist temple? What
Sikh.
Is it?
Sikh.
Yeah.
You Sikh.
I'm not Sikh, you Sikh. I've seen some clips for fucking Four Lions this morning. I need to rewatch that film. It's so funny.
So do I. Four Lions.
Four Lions.
Oh.
Have you seen Fool Me Once, Michelle Keegan?
What's that?
It's just been on.
On Netflix.
Everyone's been is that the one where there was this filmed at a motorway service or something?
Yeah,
bit
of
Woods.
Yeah,
bit of
that.
Yeah. Bit of Woods is shit all.
Copper in that is him off Four Lions.
12 bottles of bleach, please.
Oh, I like him. He's in.
Did you not notice?
Yeah. I knew straight away.
He's
in fucking
it took me a while. Like, where do I know him from? It's because
he's
he
been
looks
in
so
loads
old
of
now.
Stuff. Yeah. He's been in. Do you know? Have you seen that Sweet Tooth on Netflix?
I have not.
That is.
Was that about a kid who?
It's kind of like
he,
fantasy.
It's a bit like, you know.
Is he a deer or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like in a time where. Well, not in a time.
I've not seen
where
it.
There's kind of like. It's a bit like COVID sort of thing where obviously this mass thing went and killed those people, but this is in time where so they're doing like tests on animals and babies and stuff, and there's some sort of weird cross pollination between
crossbreeding.
Yeah, with baby, it's like babies, and it was like basically deer. Oh, loads of animals. So all these different babies are born with different animal attributes kind of thing. So this little boy's born and he's got like little you know, like little horns, little stubby little horns and this thing.
Like
it's
a
actually
goat.
He's a deer.
Alright.
But yeah, and Ash just said it's shit, but I really enjoyed the first series. It was really nice. It was like, it's basically for young adults, like older kids kind of thing.
Were it lovely?
It was really nice.
Lovely.
It was really nice and
lovely.
Good programme. You know,
it's not like The Boys then.
No, it's kind
of. It's not that
kind of
fantasy.
I mean, it's a bit violent at times. Obviously, the whole point there's like all these babies that are born, kind of like a half breed between babies, humans and animals. People think that they're spreading this virus or whatever. So there's loads, like a group of people just trying to kill them.
Nobody likes out different, do they?
Exactly. So it's anyway. That guy who's in Four Lions, he's a doctor in that series, and he's kind of a main part in it.
A few jobs then, hasn't
he? He's and that's like a major Netflix thing, and it did well in the series.
This is like the question that Josh posed on Discord the other day about that bird who got bummed by a Great Dane and it jizzed in her.
What?
Did you see it?
No.
You know, that thing that Josh put on.
No.
Yeah.
That woman, some bloke were going to nail his bird and then fucking Great Dane jumped on and jizzed
just
in
by
her.
Accident.
Well, as far as an accident, yeah, and then bloke didn't stop her, and then the question
as
was,
weird
is she going to get pregnant?
Yeah, I've always wondered that. Babies. What would happen? I don't know.
It's cross genetics, it won't work. Don't work like that.
I don't know.
Apparently what? Why? Because they're closest to
by a dolphin?
We can get pregnant by dolphins.
DNA.
Do dolphins have dicks? I don't know, do they? Can't hear you, you're off mic.
The
fucking
mammals.
Sure up.
They must have a dick because they've got.
He started it. But everyone can hear chattering background.
Yeah, but you
don't matter then.
Do you know I'm talking to you now? Ignore me.
Innit?
Don't listen to me.
Josh.
Don't look at me.
Well, this would be a rubbish podcast if no one talks and all you can hear is chattering background.
Don't look at me.
Feel free to laugh when Matt says something funny.
When he makes a noise. Oh, it's killed mood, hasn't it, that Josh guy?
He's a fucking dick
comes in
for
here.
That. He's a fucking wanker for that.
Comes in here a bit mardy.
No fucking words with that cunt. Have I got out new in shop? We haven't. I tell you why, because I started putting new stuff in yesterday and you're like, well, I haven't ordered them.
Gonna be,
I'm going to order these. So what am I putting in? I don't know. We haven't got any of them, so I don't know yet. So what? I don't know. I don't know what I'm putting in.
Put that photo on and say that we've got Turner bats.
But they're ribbed ones.
Well, yeah, just put that they're not the ones displayed. But you get a turn-up woolly hat.
Can't put a
well, just put a different. We'll just put a photo. They're ready. They can go and get them.
How many have you got?
If somebody
big
goes
box
by.
Full.
No,
massive,
just another
about
5.
100.
125. Nice one.
Just 5.
100.
1,000. 500,000.
He's a bit slow, isn't he?
100,000.
Or is he busy?
Eye, I went looking.
Must be busy.
It's not slow.
No.
Never replies to me.
Replies to me. He's nice. Nice guy. And he said he can put neon, glow in the dark thread in their JTA things and their hats.
So the bit that's green.
So they're glowing dark. Says it don't last very long, but if you shine a torch on it, it goes up.
Matthew, have you ordered us some new stickers yet?
I emailed him yesterday.
Cool.
I'm waiting for him to get back to me. Wait. Confirmation.
We need some stickers.
Yeah, we can do that. I've still got plenty, but
I haven't got any.
There's some in my lorry.
I've ordered as original QRs with new snazzy QR.
Still got the red.
Yeah, it's just the same. It's just the QR's changed. Cool. I've ordered a set of new style stickers as well, where you get all three of the just trucking about, and then just a single QR.
On a, like, so it's like you can have a page of them all.
Yeah.
Instead of having them individuals.
Yeah.
That's a
clever idea.
Yeah, no, it's fine to have it. It's fine.
Just show your workings out.
Fine, we're talking to each other and not people off there and coming with a camera in your face and referencing it when people aren't going to even know.
They're not going to know, are they?
No.
I liked the camera, though. It was nice.
Yeah, but no one knew there were a camera. It was just you saying, oh, what you got light on for?
Right, just said, isn't it? And then we say, what's he got a light on for? Because it's recording.
You don't need to reference it, though, do you?
I've got two is in my face.
Well, have we got what else to talk about? Because I'm getting angry.
You are, aren't you? You need to...
So mardy.
Do you need to go and have a wank, Matt?
We're not swapping. We've only got fucking a little bit left.
Are you going anywhere next week? Anywhere far? Wobble Gob's been toasted. What would word be?
Toasted? Go on. Marshmallowed?
Off to France?
Yeah. I can't even think of a proper word for it. I had a nice long word to use.
Sounds shit.
You've just gone thick, haven't you?
But I can't find it in my brain. It's gone. It's all the way gone.
Give your head a wobble.
Anyway, Mark has been asked to do a job down to fucking south of France, hasn't he? I don't know when that's going to be. A few weeks. That'd be a right job, that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'd be all right with that.
I think...
How long do you reckon that'd take?
A few bits.
Where's he based at?
I don't know, it's over a weekend, so he can't go on Sunday.
In West Yorkshire somewhere.
Is that where he's based? Is that like their yard?
Pull, innit? Near Leeds.
I don't know.
All right.
So, Monday, today, as this goes out, I've got dentist.
You're not working?
I'm working, yeah. I've got...
Oh, no, he's looked after you, isn't
short it? Job. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there and he's going to be like, I weren't even expecting it, mate.
Yeah. I've got an Edinburgh after an arm for tomorrow. No, Monday.
Today.
Yeah.
So you're on a nighter.
I am.
Where are you going to go? Are you going to park in truck stop with
probably
old,
park
old fellas?
Yeah. No, not. I never get to the truck stop.
Why?
Because I normally get a bit bored of driving up there.
It was 7:30 when I pulled
and
up.
It's normally late and
I
never stop in it.
I weren't even going to attempt truck stop.
I'll either get to where Matt's going or I'll bail in a lay-by on A1.
He is getting busier, but isn't that, I like how his little tea room thing is stopped up with cornflakes and stuff.
Minging.
Like,
and also, I'm going up extended and I'm not going in extended in the dark to somewhere I haven't been before. That would be
because you won't be able to get out when
it's
been
in there.
No, I've never. I don't get sent to up to Edinburgh very often and it's never really worked out.
It's just a truck. It's like Surface at Moon.
Made it.
It is like
it's got a little tea room. I won't drink or eat out of there. Fucking won't.
It's different. They've changed all toilets and stuff now.
They have. It's minging. It's shit.
No, they have tidied it up. Is it shit, is it?
Yeah.
It's not shit.
I've never been. I've heard some people say it's all right. Some people say it's really good and some people say it's actually shit. So I'm like...
It's not really good.
Oh, okay.
it's definitely on the lower end of anything. It's like they've just got some wasteland and thought, oh, I know what we'll do, kind of thing.
Yeah. Now we've knocked that building down, we'll just put some lorries on it. Yeah.
There's just fucking potholes everywhere.
There's a lot of storage land in there, so there's like new cars or some old trucks and like a load of people going somewhere, like all the camper vans are all in there and that kind of thing.
It doesn't appeal.
It's not a proper lorry.
It doesn't really have any attraction, to be honest. I'd rather just park in a lay-by and hope that I don't get bummed in it.
I just like it because it's next door.
Do get bummed.
Whip out, whip round.
Mm. No, it's only 5 minutes from Kinnard.
But then it's walking down to... If I go in there, then I'm all right walking around and... Well, there's walking over to...
I'm a lorry driver. I don't do walking.
If I go in there, I don't walk around because it's so dirty.
You don't go down to the seafront every time you've been in
there. I did do it last time, yeah.
Is that only one time you've done it when you
walked
in there?
It weren't dirty.
You walk down every time. It's always dirty. It's a truck yard.
It's not dirty in summer. It's just dusty.
Dusty?
Yeah.
It's just dirt. It's still the same dirt. Is it?
Yeah, but it's
just
not
sloppy.
Yeah, it's not sloppy that you carry with you.
Well, you take your boots off at top of step, it won't bother you.
Not that special.
What you like, you
shite in it. Shit.
It is shit. And if I say it's shit, it means it's shit.
It means it's shit.
There's no coming back from that because Matt said it's shit.
Yeah. Matt said it's shit, so it's shit.
Brown, you should check it out one time and see how shit it is.
I probably will do, but not when it's dark.
And when you come out in the morning.
And not when it's extended.
Yeah. When you come out in the morning, if someone couldn't fit in there and they've parked on a little lane outside, makes it even worse. Because you're in trees trying to get past the fuckers.
I don't go that way out.
It doesn't sound appealing, guys. Like
normal gate.
Yeah, go out at normal
gate.
That's
the problem with up there, because you've got no options, have you?
As you go out at normal gate, you have to turn left and follow it round to past the entrance. They all park along that bit there.
The way you come in up the little ramp, I just go out the little ramp.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, just go out the same way.
I assumed it were one way.
Yeah. Well, you know what assuming did?
Made an ass of you and me.
Killed the cat.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't ask meow.
Meow.
Because after you go past Purdy Lodge, that's it, isn't it?
Purdy Lodge is miles away.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I have stayed there before when
I've
had a long day.
Still in Ingerland?
Yeah. It's 70 miles from that delivery point.
Oh, no.
And I have, you know, when I've had a long day doing other jobs and then head for Edinburgh, and I've got to Purdy Lodge and it's getting dark, it's well into late afternoon. I thought, sorry, I'm staying here.
Food
and
in there.
Get up an hour and a half earlier and
crazy prices as well.
Is it not good in? But there's, like, when it's nice in summer, going in there, if you're not extended, makes things bit of ball achy, and I never would have done it. I would always go to the Ferrari garage, but until you start walking down onto the seafront, then it's ideal because you're just there off at road, boom, and you're like,
I actually had my bike with me that time I stopped at Purdy Lodge and I went for a little ride and I ended up down near Bamborough Castle.
That's not a bad place,
which is a nice little ride down over. You go over some level crossings because the obviously
it
east coast mainline goes up there,
it just do me in like the next day knowing that I've still got that. I know it's only like an hour.
It's an hour and a half, yeah. But you can get up and roads, A1's completely dead. There's nobody on it.
See, that'd annoy me, doing an hour and a half.
Still having to go the wrong way.
I'd stop at Fox gladly to go to Who, where it's still like 2.5 hours away.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that don't bother me.
But I don't get sent up to Edinburgh very often, so you may as well just...
I don't.
Trundle all the way up as far as you can be bothered, and then just stop wherever you fancy.
There's a lot of shitter now anyway, because Old Fella's gone. So it takes 4 hours to fucking tip you.
Yeah, well, I got there at early doors, 6:30, to make sure I got in front of any fucker else that turned up.
Did anybody else come?
No.
Intake?
Do an intake behind me. But no, he didn't. He obviously weren't going to Edinburgh, but he were behind me on A1.
Oh.
So, I got there early. They don't start until gone 8. So it was about 8:15 that he started unloading me. And I was finished at 9:15. So it's not that bad.
No, it was gone quicker with you.
Just long because you're there at 6:30.
Depends what you're taking, because they've got different piles of the different grades and lengths of rails.
Yeah,
and sometimes you're lucky because it's just near. So the
46 stuff I were taking,
so he got as far
took
to
it
take
off.
It.
He had to spin around and put it kind of where he took it off.
Mm. Sometimes the stuff you take, it's right at the top of the yard, around the corner.
Yeah.
So it takes him 5 minutes,
yeah,
or just to drive back, and he's got to do it.
There are a few people on CB app who work in similar types of circles. Like one guy's got his dad drove for Lawson's. Is it Little Ben?
I don't know.
Is it Little Ben?
Oh, yeah.
His dad drives for Lawson's and he knew. Remember the nice. I said they're all pretty much tossers apart from one of them's quite nice.
What are Lawson's?
And I don't know if he's left anymore.
Do you know what? There used to be. There used to be a load of them who just thought we were dickheads and they didn't like us. And I think over time they realised that we're not as much of a threat to their working jobs. So they kind of chilled out.
Mardy cunts.
Some of them are dicks. And they're just dicks, aren't they?
There's that in with long hair and glasses.
You often get away with
people. I don't do that anymore.
That's him from Beeston.
Oh, he's not there now.
Yeah,
he left a long time ago.
Did he?
Yeah, he went off to... I think he moved to work for Tesco or something. Like
Tesco.
A supermarket one.
Yeah.
I think so, because he just kept getting messed around. Oh, he felt he was getting messed around by work and stuff. He says he was just shit, so he just left. This is quite a while back, actually, maybe 18 months.
Yeah.
All right, Timmy, we're all right.
There's a few of them that run in a similar type of circles, don't they, doing the same type of thing?
Yeah. You see the same people. I often get away from Lawson's drivers as they're coming past.
Loz has told us off this week as well.
What fuck for?
Yeah, we haven't seen much around Discord. Has she been busy?
She's been busy being upset, and then she's happy now and back.
Did we upset her?
No, but she was upset by us slating lip fillers and stuff.
Why? Oh.
Because she says, I've just had mine fucking done, and I was listening to you slate them all, and she has hair extensions as well.
Don't take it personal, Lozza.
No, I said it was a personal attack.
It definitely was.
Yeah.
Says you need to not do it. She's like, we don't do it for you, do it for us. But this was our argument. You don't, do you?
I thought that when you were talking about it, and it's like...
But Laura says it, when she has fucking Botox and that, it's like, I'm not doing it for anybody else, I'm doing it for me. Like, why is it for you? It's like, because I want to feel good or however.
I just want to boost my confidence, Dan.
Yes, Laura, how do you boost your confidence by changing your appearance to look different?
I'm not really Laura.
No, this is the role play we're doing. Right, you're Laura.
Yep.
Get into character.
Hey, up, dickhead!
That's it.
Uncanny.
When he does her voice like that, she's like, I don't sound like that.
I fucking hate your mate, Matt. He's a mate, dickhead.
He's just jealous.
Not wrong.
Never liked him.
His rat shit. Right, Laura. So you have Botox in your head and stuff.
Yep.
Why do you do this?
Oh, it just makes me feel better, and it just makes me feel happier about my appearance.
Your appearance, it gives you more confidence.
It makes me not that much of a cunt as well.
I don't think that's true. does it help your confidence and your...
It boosts my confidence.
It's for yourself, isn't it? It's not for other people,
no,
it's for yourself.
Yeah.
So how do you get that confidence boost?
Hold on, you're asking me questions, I don't know the fucking answers.
Oh, right, I thought you'd get what I was on about.
No.
Right.
You have to switch now. Now you're Laura, no, and he's... you.
I'm cunt, hang on, I'm little dwarf cunt, angry. I'm just getting into character again.
Just be clear, this is the mother of your children, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I mean, my children are cool.
Just the mother's a cunt.
She doesn't listen, it's fine. All the family does in that, though.
Come on, tell us.
Yeah, so when, like, in our argument where lasses have these things done to their face, a lass don't walk around with a mirror in her face all the time, looking at herself all day, feeling better, do they? They have stuff done to their face, so men, predominantly, are looking at them, or coming onto them, or giving them compliments.
You shouldn't do that in the workplace, it's frowned upon.
Or not
never
coming
come.
On them. Don't come on them.
No.
But coming onto them and giving compliments and being looked at and stuff like that, feeling attractive is what is giving them the confidence. You can't feel attractive?
No, you can't. You can't.
Why is she?
No, you can't comment on somebody.
Well, I know. This is the point I was making, was that that's why they're doing it for. Girls say, I'm doing it for myself, not for other people.
Well,
but
it
is for you, but it's for other people to look at you.
Isn't it just a more complex version of saying, why do you bother having a shower and putting deodorant on? Well, because I want to be cleaner, I want to smell nice. You know, isn't it just like an extension of that?
No, but you can smell yourself, can't you?
Yeah, but it's like, why do you bother?
Well, but
who cares?
But why don't men do the same thing? Why don't men have loads of cosmetic surgery?
Some do.
You don't give up.
Why have you grown a
beard?
Right.
It's just my face, isn't it?
Cos lazy.
Yeah, but you obviously...
But if
do you not think that she's right about
it? No, but if I think I look better with a beard on, then I will say I'm doing this cos I feel that I'm going to be more attractive to women cos it's covering half my face up.
Sure.
We have it easier though, don't we? Because
we don't fuck around like they do. But
no,
they can fuck around a lot more, can't they? You all right?
I'm bursting for
just
a piss.
Just go for a piss,
no,
mate.
We're coming close, so there's no point.
You're coming close. But do you get my point? A girl feels more confident because they're getting they feel more attractive because blokes are looking at them. That was my point.
Yeah,
I think it's a mix. Yeah. I think you're missing the point, actually.
I don't think... Go on, Dan, explain to me.
Well, I just think that you can... You know, like, people say you can do what you like. You can identify as whatever because that makes you feel better.
Do what you want in English.
If you want to...
Yeah, but
know,
I'm not saying
Botox.
People can't do these
it's
things. People
that,
do these things.
Yeah.
And, like, Loz is doing it and she's having lip fillers and hair extensions and all that kind of stuff, but don't... It's... to feel more attractive because more people are looking at you.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Makes you just feel bad.
I'm going to throw this out there.
Go on.
I don't mind lip fillers and all that, mate. I don't mind it on chicks.
No.
Chicks.
I don't.
I mean, I've not got a personal problem with it.
No.
It's fine, right?
Shall we get onto the Patreon list?
Yeah, if you want.
Bear with then. Hold on. I've got a bit of a... Right.
Oh, I'll tell you what I have done.
What have you done?
Of late, is that the big list just gives you the full list and it doesn't tell you. It just says members. It doesn't say active members. So we've had like 3 people that have gone and we've been reading their names out for ages.
And they've cancelled this?
And they've been in the giveaway draws and everything.
Scummy bastards.
That's a bit harsh. All right, anyway.
You can't just look at different tiers and just go, right, add that tier and that tier together because it's just...
That sounds complex. There's just a big list of names that you can have.
Daniel.
But there's
we don't have
ones.
Thousands of patrons.
No, but we have enough.
We do.
But it's...
No, we don't have enough. We have a nice amount.
Because there's a list of names.
Get on with fucking list all, then.
Right, okay.
Matt's going to piss himself. Matt's going to piss himself.
Skidoo has your water sound effects. Drip. It doesn't say drip, though, does it? That's better.
Come on. Oh, I'm not going to press this button.
All right.
We've got a special button lined up here.
Special button our list. Number one is our number one, Luke Chapman.
Yay!
To make a big deal out of him. That's an inside joke from CB and shit, isn't it? And number two is Wobblegob.
Wobblegob. It's upsetting being number two.
Raggy, Jamie Fellwell, Mo Lester, which is Miller, obviously, Ian Croucher, Andon Keegs, Liam Atkinson Bruce, Ian Halliwell, Ben Abrams, Dan Chandler, Thomas Oyland, Pete Wilson, Kerry Oxlade, Lozor, we love your lips and your fake hair.
I do.
Kurt Mayall, Kieran Aynes, Matt Frosdick, Big Dog, Trucker, Seamus. I wish people wouldn't change the names like this. It throws me off.
To be fair, we did encourage it.
Matt Ehrman, Rob Sindel, Byron Lockwood, Chris Senior, Mr. Rob, Spike, Leggy, Ashley Crowan, Aiden, Tim Hampson, Sue, Dan Tweedle, Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Liam Spring, Dave Sheldon, Michael Ailes, Dev Chamberlain, Tony Bridgen, and our newest one, Andy Bigney.
Yay!
Boom. See?
Nice.
Thank you.
List. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, it's good. If you want to join in, join us Patreon, get on Discord.
CB's up to everybody. So
yeah, you can get on CB app anyway.
Download app, find JTA group, and then just fucking join in on that shit.
Isn't it? It's not shit though, is it?
It's not shit, it's good. People drop in and out all day.
Yeah, it's good.
First time I went on, Erin were talking about dildos.
Brilliant.
That were like first 3 seconds.
And you're sold.
I opened it up. And I'm like, oh, what's this?
With all these things, the more people get involved, the better, isn't it? It has to be.
Especially Discord. But to get on Discord, you have to join Patreon.
There's so many running jokes and things that are kind of evolving and getting out, borderline out of hand, but in a good way.
And do you remember Cooper?
Matt's probably going to piss
himself, in Australia.
No.
He's sweating.
He's talked to us. What's up with
you?
Cooper in Australia, he's like messaged this morning saying, what the fuck is a Discord?
What is a Discord?
Ash, have you brought your she-wakes? Give it to Matt.
What is a Discord, motherfucker?
Yeah, we're from Newcastle somewhere. but he's moved out of there.
Get on a shop, get some merch bought.
Some hats, if you
want. I've given it a bit of a rejig. It's had a bit of a different look to it. I've changed it up a bit. Get some hats. They're not on there yet because he's shit, pointing at Dan. Get some stickers. We've got stickers.
Some snapbacks coming.
Not yet, no. I'm on with that.
They feel like summer and stuff.
At least I press record if I were doing
it. Are we done then?
Yeah, we're done then.
Oh.
Good. Get on Discord to do that Patreon. Join Patreon. Be a good one.
Bastards.
We'll see there.
Bye.
Clicked it. Hey! Back to the beginning then.
I forgot what we said.
Don't worry about it. We'll fucking figure it out.
Oh, wow.
Good job. I looked into it and thought, how long have we done it? It said zero. We're like, what? I didn't click it.
What?
Because I played that, it played with my head.
It's messed around, auntie.